Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, we're in week three of a four-week series entitled Embracing Grace. And this series is meant to help us get an exploration of what it means to help ourselves re-enter, regather, restart our lives, especially as we move in this pandemic phase of COVID-19 into the endemic phase of COVID-19 in our lives. This is going to be a tricky situation that we find ourselves in, and so looking to the teachings of Jesus and Paul and others can help us do a better job of making our way forward in this time. Now, in our first week, Pastor Amanda helped us see this and talked specifically about how complicated it is and how we need to be intentional in our actions and our attitudes looking towards one another when we think about this regrouping, regathering, and reentry. And last week, we looked at what it means for God to show us amazing and embracing grace that we have from God and for one another, because we have all made mistakes in this season, and we know we need God's grace. And today we're going to take a look at one of the burdens that we may have been building up over the time that we've had during these last 18 months that have been really difficult, and how God wants us to let it go. And then next week we're going to take a look at what does it mean to be communities marked by this embracing grace so that we can show others what this grace looks like in our everyday lives. Now today we're looking at this burden that we have that God doesn't want us to have and how we can get rid of it. Many of us have some things that are weighing us down. We have some burdens, and some of us have some pandemic pounds that are weighing us down. But that's not the only burden that we're facing in these days. We're facing some burdens that are some spiritual, some emotional, and some social challenges as well. And we want to work on enlightening those. But we do know there's a healthy way to live, and we want to pursue that, especially when it comes to these burdens that God doesn't want for us. Now, this particular burden that we have that God doesn't want for us is the burden of a grudge. Now, grudges can be heavy. Grudges can really hold us back. And in this time that we've been through, I think there's some pretty real grudges that have built up between people and between people and families, or maybe people in your work life or school life. And when we look at these burdens, this burden of a grudge, we know that God doesn't want us to carry these burdens forward. God doesn't want us to carry the burden of a grudge so that it holds us back from the kind of lives that God wants for us. Now, there are grudges in our everyday lives all the time, but we need to look specifically to what's been going on to help us move forward. Now, a grudge is this. It's a persistent feeling of ill will or resentment resulting from a past insult or injury. And when we understand what a grudge is, we kind of know what it is, but when we see it like this, we understand how we really can have more of it coming out of the season that we've been going through, because there's been a lot of resentment and there's been a lot of insult and injury that we've been dealing with, and it's been building up, and we need to deal with it. Now, this burden that we have from the grudges is a burden that God doesn't want us to carry. God doesn't want us to have grudges. God doesn't want us to have space between us and other people, because God wants us to have loving relationships with one another. Remember, like Jesus teaches us, to live is to love, and to love is to live. And God doesn't want us to have lives that are filled with the burden of grudges. And in particular, because God wants us to live with lives filled with love, God doesn't want us to have these things holding us back. Because, as we know, love keeps no record of wrongs. And love is not resentful. Now, this sentiment that we have here about this comes to us from the teaching of Paul. Paul, who we may know, was a gentleman who was quite the one who changed his life. Now, just to make sure we're all on the same page, Paul was this guy Saul before. And Saul was known for killing Christians, and as such, he was known for the sword. But Saul would later become Paul. And Paul had an interesting experience, because what happened was Jesus got a hold of him. And when Jesus got a hold of him as Saul, Jesus changes everything when he gets a hold of us. He became Paul. And when he became Paul, he was then known for helping Christians, specifically helping them plant churches to help them grow. And then he was known for the pen. He was known for his writings. And some of his writings would become part of the New Testament, specifically his letters that he wrote to his friends in all these churches. Now, Paul would have, of course, then wanted to share what had been going on and how Jesus has changed his life. So naturally, we have these writings. And one of those writings was to his friends in the city of Corinth. Now, Corinth was a real place in the ancient world, and I can show you where it was. It was near the city of Athens in ancient Greece. And you see, it's here. Real people, real places. In Corinth, well, it was a pretty rough place. And it was like Rome, or it was like Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happened in Corinth stayed in Corinth. And so Paul wrote to his friends in Corinth, and he reminded them of what love was supposed to be like because of who God was. And what Paul wrote to them was this, that love keeps no record of wrongs, that love is not resentful. And that was written in his letter that would become the book of 1 Corinthians. Now, how did Paul know that this was how love was supposed to be like? It's because that's what God has done for us. God, through Jesus, does not hold a grudge against us. God, through Jesus, does not hold anything in a place of resentment. God does not keep a record of wrongs. And when you don't keep a record of wrongs and when you're not resentful, you are going to let go of the burden of the grudges. There was one person who ever had the right to hold a grudge because he was perfect, and that was Jesus. And Jesus didn't hold a grudge. Jesus didn't hold on to these burdens. And so if Jesus didn't do it, then we shouldn't do it. And what it means for us is that God wants us to let go of these burdens so they don't weigh us down. God wants us to work on these things so that we can have the relationships that God wants for us between the people in our lives. Now, I need to offer an important qualifier about what it means to look at a grudge. A grudge is this feeling of insult or injury that we hold on to. But there's a lot of places in our lives where maybe we are experiencing hurt or persecution. Now, there are a lot of places in our lives and a lot of people that may have experienced some real hurt or abuse. And when we talk about people who are being hurt or abused, when we talk about letting go of the burden of grudges, we're not talking about being in places or with people or going back to people or places where there's hurt or where there's abuse going on. If you are being hurt or abused by someone and you've gotten out, stay out. If you are getting hurt or abused, you need to get out and stay out. And we want to be a part of that if you're in that place. But for many people, the grudges that we hold are more about the slights or the perceived slights or the insults we've experienced. Or maybe it's just a difference of opinion on a range of things. And these are the things that we need to look at and work on when we think about letting go of the burden of the grudges. Now, this again is one of those things where it's easier to say than it is to do. So how is it that we can let go of the burden of the grudges in our lives? Well, there's two things at least we can do. We can budge on the grudge, and then we can write it out, pray it out, and throw it out. Now, when we think about what it means to budge on the grudge, the first thing we have to recognize is about where we're at. Because if we don't get our head around this next thing, we don't move forward. And we don't budge when we hold a grudge. And it's up to us to look at ourselves going forward so that we can do what we need to do. Now, when we think about the relationships or the places in our lives where we may need to work on letting go of these grudges, maybe this will help us get a better idea of what this looks like. Because there's you, and then there's the other person. And there's some kind of divide or there's some kind of barrier between you and them that we're trying to work on, that you're trying to work on. That's the grudge that is holding you back. Maybe it's a big difference of opinion. Maybe it's something that is subjective. Whatever it is, we want to look at that. Now, here's the thing is when we're thinking about the relationships between you and another person, you have to be understanding, we have to remember one very clear thing. You can't control the other person. What you can control is yourself. You need to look at where you are on the grudge and not the other person. Because you can't control if they budge on the grudge. You got to look at yourself and remember this, that we can't control if they budge on the grudge, but what we can control if we budge on the grudge. So when we think about how can we make our way forward, we want to make sure we're focusing on what we can do to move towards them and not expecting them to do anything in return. Now, let me say something important here. If you have a grudge with someone who's a follower of Jesus, and they're working on their movement towards you, and you're working on your movement towards them, eventually you're going to find the way forward. But if they're not a follower of Jesus, and that's okay, not everybody is, you can just focus on moving towards them, and then the gap between you and them will get lower and lower. Now, that's important first thing to remember, is to focus on what you can't control is yourself, and not what you can't control, which is them. But the other thing you can do is really work on this with yourself and with God. And to do that, you can write it out, pray it out, and then throw it out. Now, in particular, this is an actual exercise that I think might be helpful to many people to think about how they can work through these grudges. When we have a grudge in our lives, usually we can articulate what it is. So here's what I'm going to suggest you might do. I want you to take some time, and actually, the best way to do it is to get a real piece of paper and some pen or a pencil, or a crayon or a marker if you're a parent, because sometimes it's all you got. And I want you to write out the grudge. Write it out. You might discover in the writing of it out how minimal it actually is. That might be something that helps you relieve that burden faster than you think. But write it out. The second thing after that is to pray about it, to pray it out. Pray over it. Lift it up to God. Ask God to help you see what's going on in this. Ask God to help you see what's your part that needs to be worked on in all of this so that you can then see perhaps the way forward. Remember, when we pray, it isn't about getting God to do something. We can't get God to do anything. Prayer is so often about getting ourselves positioned so that we can be where God wants us to be. And especially true with these grudges that we might have. And after we pray it out, then we will have given it to God and we will actually have released some of the power behind it. And the last step is I want you to think about actually taking that piece of paper that you wrote it out on, that you prayed it out over, and then I want you to throw it out. Literally, crumple it up and put it in the recycling. Recycling, please. No garbage, right? But you want to get rid of it. Throw it out. And in so doing, if you really do this, you will enact the letting go of that grudge. Now, when we do these things, this helps us process a whole lot of things, especially these grudges we might have. It doesn't mean that we're actually getting rid of them, but it might actually put us in a position where we can get rid of them more quickly or relieve the burden. Because as we know, God doesn't want us to have this burden. God doesn't want us to carry the burden of the grudges in our lives. God wants us to live in love with the embracing grace that God has for all of us. There's a lot of grudges that we might have. There's a lot of grudges that we might hold on to, but God doesn't want us to do that. God doesn't want to keep a record of wrongs. God doesn't want us to have resentment in our hearts and in our lives. And we remember, what God did for us is what God wants us to do for other people. God doesn't hold a record of wrongs against us. God doesn't have resentment towards us. And because that's how God acts towards us, that is exactly how God wants us to act toward other people. God wants that embracing grace that God gives to us to be the embracing grace that we give to others. And one of the ways we can do that is to let go of the burden of the grudges in our lives so that we can live and love how God wants us to.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.